I'm delighted now to welcome a very well-loved actor, Chris Marshall, who's been in films and been in comedies and also the BT advert. He's going to be here in Marbella. The Marbella Film Festival starts tomorrow, and he is going to be starring in Trick or Treat. Welcome to the show, Chris.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
You're welcome. So what's the film about?
Well, it's about a story about a guy who's settled down with wife and kids, and is sort of enduring, the life that people who have young children have to endure. When his brother turns up, saying he's just run over a gangster's son.
Oh.
So he sort of just gets catapulted sort of right back into his previous life. But that's how it sort of starts, but then it suddenly becomes a bit more sinister than that. I won't give too much away, but it's a bit of a sort of adventure, a bit of an adventure for people who might have been stuck in their lives. Now they've had young kids and what have you. And,
right.
It goes off on a bit of adventure.
Now, you're also a comedian. Is it funny at all, or is it a very straightforward, straight movie?
Oh, well, I would never describe myself as a comedian. I'm a comic actor occasionally, but never a comedian.
Oh.
But it is comic. Yeah, it is. It's a lot of fun. It's written and starring an old friend of mine called Craig Kelly.
Yeah.
Who I've known for many years, and that's why I got involved. Actually, he wrote and produced his sort of own film. And got a load of us who he's known for about 20 years. We always used to hang out a lot when we were younger. Jason Fleming from Lockstock, Hugo Spear from the Full Monty, Francis Barber, Sean Parks, a load of old friends. We've all known each other for about 20 years. And we all decided to, Craig got us all together and said, let's make a film. So,
wow.
I mean, I'm not actually in it that much. I'm only a cameo, really. I was actually on stage in the West End at the time, and so the whole thing was a bit of a dream for me because I was sort of finishing work at 10 p.m. at night and coming out of the theatre, going to a car park in Dagenham, filming all night, sleeping for about 3 hours, and then going back to work on the stage again. So it's kind of it's kind of a sort of weird dreamlike state for me when I'm making that film.
Fantastic.
So, yeah. It was a lot of fun.
You have done a film. I mean, you were in Love Actually.
Yeah, I've done about 20 films, I think. Now, 22 films, something like that.
Amazing.
Amongst those was Love Actually, yeah.
And who do you play in this one? What's your part?
I play a character called The Cop.
The Cop?
Yeah.
Just The Cop.
The Cop, yeah. So he's a sort of very sardonic policeman. Who comes across these two brothers when they're trying to unravel the sort of trouble they've got into.
Yeah. Well, you have been in lots of films, Love Actually, as you say, many others. I remember you many years ago as Nick Harper in My Family. Was that your first role?
No, I think it was the first role that brought me to, I guess, the public's attention, but I've been pretty busy for about sort of 3 or 4 years before that, small films, and I was in a film called Iris with Judi Dench as well before that, so I'd done quite a few bits and pieces, but nothing that My Family definitely sort of propelled me into that sort of I guess you could call it sort of well-known territory.
Yeah, that must have been amazing after that aired on TV. All of a sudden, you can't walk down the street.
Yeah. It's an interesting phenomenon.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. How did you get into acting?
I was in a lot of plays at school, and I took a very keen. I went to a school where we did amazing drama, so I was very lucky on that front, but I sort of boxed myself into a corner, really, in the best way. You know, I didn't do very well at my A-levels, and so I just couldn't really get into any universities. So my options were go back and resit my A-levels or try and become an actor and do what I wanted to do. So it only took me 6 years, so, you know.
Well done.
Yeah.
Well, I know it's only something small compared to everything else you've done, but those BT adverts, they seem to go on for a long time, and it was lovely. It was like a love story that we all were waiting to happen. Did you get together in the end?
Oh, it wasn't real life.
No. Well, I don't know. You can answer that one as well.
No, and yes. So, no, we didn't get together in real life. You know, I'm happily married, thank you. But, yeah, no, in the I think we did. Yeah, it was so long ago, I can't remember.
Yes, I'm sure
it's it's kind of weird. It's sort of something you sort of do when you're on your days off, you know, when you're sort of... you know, but they went on for 6 years, and
they did.
But I believe they got married, I think, in the end.
Oh, lovely. And the most recent thing we've seen you in, I believe, on telly is Death in Paradise, but you've since left that, I believe.
Yeah, I left Death in Paradise. I'm doing a show at the moment called Jane Austen called Sanditon on ITV.
Oh, yes, of course, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm up to right at this moment. But
that's on Sundays, yeah. I believe.
Sunday nights, yeah. Yes. So that's what I'm doing at the moment. Yeah, no, I did Death in Paradise for about 4 years.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
I'm sure it was. Whereabouts is it filmed? It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's very beautiful. It's sort of an island just below Antigua in the French West Indies called Guadeloupe.
Oh, yeah.
It's very volcanic. It's one of the biggest islands in that string of the Antilles, actually. But it's not very well known because it's not very well developed, not very developed, and a lot of it's sort of lush volcanic rainforest.
Mm.
So you know, it's very underdeveloped. It's sort of still very Caribbean, albeit French Caribbean, and you know, it's a stunning place.
Yeah,
the beaches are incredible.
Yeah, great place to work, hey?
Yeah, terrible mosquitoes, but apart from that, you know, you've got to take the rough with the smooth.
And just one final question: would you ever, Chris, do any of these reality shows, either Dancing on Ice or Strictly, or maybe Going to the Jungle?
No, no chance.
Really?
Absolutely.
You
no way.
Heard it here first. Fantastic. Well, the Marbella International Film Festival does start tomorrow. It's the 2nd to the 6th of October. There's going to be a red carpet screening on Saturday at 8:30 at the Teatro Goya Puerta Banús. And Chris, I believe you're coming over here.
Yes, I am. I'm coming over to give my friends some moral support and see a couple of films and maybe have a couple of drinks as well.
Do that, definitely. The weather is beautiful at the moment, even for October.
Look forward to it. Fantastic.
Look forward to seeing you. Just so as our listeners know, it's MarbellaFilmFestival.com to find out more information. Thank you very much, Chris, for being on the show.
No, wonderful. Thank you for your time.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All the best. Bye.